All right. This is the audio for Medieval Europe. This is the standard version. If you have the ER version, head back to the website, grab that one. Okay, so Medieval Europe, starting with two sections. Well, there's two sections. Start with the first one, feudalism. So the defining feature of the Middle Ages in Europe was feudalism. Feudalism is a kind of government, and it's also an economic system. How it works is the monarch, like a king or a prince or archduke, queen, whatever, they give someone land. And then that person who owns the land is now called a lord. And they get to own that land and run it however he sees fit, so long as he gives the monarch some of the grain produced by that land and also provides soldiers in times of war or other need. So any particular king might have dozens or even hundreds of lords underneath him, and in turn those lords could then empower lesser lords within their own lands to work that land, which even further split up the country. All right, take a moment. Next, problems with feudalism for kings. So feudalism was a huge problem for monarchs because a feudal country is like really hard to run. The kings were generally only a little more powerful than their strongest lords, which meant that they needed to keep their lords happy or they could easily be overthrown. This resulted in lords having enormous legal privileges. They were basically above the law, and they could do more or less whatever they wanted within their own lands. During weak monarchies, lords were essentially kings. And some medieval countries were so bad at managing their lords that the kings basically had no power. The Holy Roman Emperor, the Polish King, both of which were basically honorary titles. All right, second set of problems for peasants. So 97% of the population of medieval Europe were peasants. And unfortunately, feudalism is really bad for peasants. Their lives are already hard. Poor sanitation, medicine is basically just guesswork, and they have extremely long work days, about 15 hours a day most of the year. But these problems would exist without feudalism. But wait, there's more. Feudalism added some problems on its own. First off, most peasants were what are called serfs, which are a kind of peasant that were forbidden to move from their homes. They basically belonged to the land, and whoever owned this land also owned the serfs. Additionally, lords could treat their peasants horribly and never face legal trouble, because lords could only be tried by other lords. So peasants with grievances against their lord would have to travel dozens of miles to find anyone who could even hear their grievances. Alright, last set of problems with feudalism is for the economy. So economic growth requires that people be able to invest in new ideas. This allows new industries and inventions to grow, but during feudalism, there's only a very small number of people who could actually afford to invest. Only lords had money, and lords got their money from farming. Therefore, any industry or invention that did not have to do with farming would have a very hard time getting investment. All right, let's turn to our second big topic, which is the Catholic Church. So Catholicism is a kind of Christianity. And its main thing is it says that contact with God only occurs through priests. Priests, in turn, get their direction from higher-ranking priests, and the highest-ranking of all of them is the Pope, who has the closest connection with God. So during the Middle Ages, almost everyone in Europe was Catholic. All right, so there are some problems with it. Number one, let's talk about science. So Catholicism today is not opposed to science, but in the Middle Ages, the Church was very opposed to science. The medieval Church had built a view of the world based upon the Bible and on the writings of a few prominent saints, and to question this was blasphemy, which could result in death, torture, or life in prison. And this made scientific experimentation very dangerous, because if you came to any conclusions the Church disagreed with, you know, could be killed. Okay, so additionally, the Church also controlled knowledge. Books at the time were very hard to come by, and very few people could read. Books had to be copied by hand, and this was almost entirely done by priests and monks, which is another religious person. Therefore, books that didn't agree with the Church tended not to get copied. All right, and lastly, problems with Catholicism, economy. As stated in the feudalism section, people need lots of money to start new industries, and lords tended only to invest in projects that would help farming. This problem was worsened by the church. The medieval church had forbidden money lending because it was considered immoral. However, in doing so, they created yet another obstacle for new industries and inventions. People were not able to take out loans to fund their ideas. All right, and that comes to the end. Sorry, my reading was a little bad today. Hope you didn't hurt you too much. Thanks. Bye.